Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a great Thursday, ready for a Friday, heading into the weekend of baseball action. Let's review the news and notes from Thursday. And we had a big one on Thursday night. Juan Soto did not return to the Yankees lineup after the rain delay. He was out with a forearm injury, an injury that Soto has apparently been dealing with for a little bit of time. Soto was checked out by the team doctor, and the team doctor suggested that Juan Soto have an MRI on Friday. We will await the MRI results and hope things for the best, but something just feels not good about this one. Almost simultaneously as Juan Soto getting pulled from the game, Jason Dominguez was pulled from his AAA rehab start during their rain delay. Many speculated this result was due to Soto's injury, but at the same time, Dominguez was already scheduled for 4 at-bats or 7 innings, depending on which came first. Dominguez could still be a replacement for Soto, but the removal from his rehab game was not a direct reaction to Soto's injury. Dominguez is getting really close to returning, and for a while, the Yankees said there's just nowhere for him to play. That might change here in the coming days. Sean Burchard of the Colorado Rockies was placed in the IL with a sprained ankle. The Rockies recalled Greg Jones, who's set to make his MLB debut whenever he gets a chance with the Rockies. Jones is hitting .235 at AAA with 2 home runs and 15 stolen bases. Chris Bryant was placed on the IL with a rib injury on a Thursday. Kind of weird because they kept saying back for the last few days, but rib injury on Thursday. Michael Toglia was recalled from AAA. Feel free, once again, to drop Chris Bryant from all formats. Graham Ashcraft was sent to AAA on Thursday. Surprised some, but overall performances kind of warranted it. Ashcraft had a 5.05 ERA over 12 starts with the Reds, with only 49 strikeouts and 62 and a third innings pitched. Emilio Pagan was activated from the IL to take Ashcraft's spot on the roster. Austin Hayes of the Baltimore Orioles has been swinging a really hot bat, but that may be put on hold for a little bit here. Hayes was hit on the ribs by a pitch in the ninth inning on Thursday. He was being examined after the game, and for now, Hayes is day-to-day. Kyle Bradish of the Baltimore Orioles, don't be concerned. He's apparently healthy. With Cade Povich called up and making the start on Thursday, Bradish will have his start skipped this time through the rotation. He's healthy. Again, I want to reiterate that. And the Orioles made the move to give Bradish some extra rest as he's missed a lot of time this season due to injury. Nico Horner of the Chicago Cubs was hit on the hand by a pitch on Thursday, but x-rays were negative after the game, and Horner is currently day-to-day. We've been getting a lot of hit-in-the-hand situations of late, which is not a great feeling. Joe Musgrove of the San Diego Padres had an MRI that revealed bone spurs and a contusion in his elbow. Musgrove had a PRP injection and a cortisone shot in his elbow, which will prevent him from throwing for 2 weeks. Musgrove will try to rest and rehab for now, but may eventually need surgery. Jared Kelenic of the Atlanta Braves was out of Thursday's lineup after rolling over his wrist and jamming his wrist for a ball on Wednesday. Kelenic is currently day-to-day, and the Braves think he may need another couple games before returning to the Braves lineup. Max Meyer, yes, that Max Meyer that infuriated so many for being demoted earlier this season, is apparently throwing well in the minors, shocker, and the Marlins like what they're seeing, and they're saying he's very close to rejoining the team. The Marlins will need another starter next week, and Meyer could get the call to rejoin the team. If not, might be Rodery Munoz season once again. Eloy Jimenez of the Chicago White Sox has been working on healing up his hamstring, and for now, he's scheduled to begin a rehab assignment next week. Blake Walston of the Arizona Diamondbacks was placed on the IL with left elbow inflammation. Joe Jock was recalled to take Walston's spot on the roster. CES, Christian Encarnacion Strand, was cleared to begin baseball activities as he works his way back to the Reds due to his hand injury. He had to have surgery on the hand, so we'll have to wait and see on that one. Tommy Edman, man, it's been a wild rehab stint for Tommy Edman of the Cardinals, but he was finally cleared to take batting practice from both sides of the plate. It's been just horrific rehab here. It's looked like he'd be back, then not back, setback, setback, quiet, nothing. Well, now he's at least hitting batting practice, so we'll see if there's another step to get Edman back for this season. Wilson Contreras of the Cardinals has been cleared to play catcher, make throws, and hit, which bodes well for a return for Contreras. On Thursday, he was seen on the field, you know, throwing to second base and all that kind of fun stuff. So Contreras seems like he's really close to potential rehab assignment and then a rejoining of the Cardinals. Quinn Priester of the Pittsburgh Pirates, it's been a rough go for Priester. Even the start he had last week was not ideal. And now on Thursday, Priester was placed on the IL with a right lat strain. He's been struggling, so hopefully this is the reason why, but something tells me might be a little more than just the lat strain. All right, before we look at the day's highlights and peek ahead to Friday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Thursday. Nick Gonzalez continues to rake for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Gonzalez went 2-for-5 with a home run, a run scored, and two RBIs. And in the 24 games since Gonzalez has been called up, he's hitting .315 with four homers, 13 runs scored, 22 RBIs, and two stolen bases. He's been collected on fantasy teams off the waiver wire the last few weeks. If he's still available, don't wait any longer. Dom Smith of the Red Sox. Now, I'm not a believer this is going to last long, but he's actually producing for the Sox. Smith went 3-for-5 with a run scored, two RBIs, and a walk on Thursday. And over the last six games, Smith's hit safely in 5 of 6 games. He's hitting .429 with one homer, six runs, six RBIs, and Dom Smith's even walking around 20% of the time. So he's being very serviceable for now, and the Red Sox have a pretty favorable schedule next week for left-handed hitting, so he might be worth a stream and then a drop after that. Gleyber Torres of the New York Yankees went 1-for-4 with a double and two RBIs on Thursday. It's been a rough go for Torres this year, but he now is riding a 7-game hitting streak, only hitting .269, but he has three doubles and a home run over those 7 games, two runs scored and five RBIs, and Torres has hit safely in 12 of 13 games, so hopefully it's a sign of better days to come. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Thursday. J.P. Sears looking good. 6 innings, 2 earned, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 8 Ks versus the Mariners, folks. If you can stream versus the Mariners these days, especially in the strikeout department, you might as well do it. Sears had 15 whiffs and a 29% CSW on 101 pitches. Through 13 starts this year, Sears has a 3.93 ERA, a 4.73 xFIP, but 53 Ks and 73 and a third innings pitched. My man Tanner Bibee continues to produce. 6 innings, 2 earned, 6 hits, 1 walk with 7 Ks on Thursday. Bibee had 16 whiffs and a 31% CSW on 94 pitches. Bibee's now made 13 starts this year with a 3.73 ERA, a 3.58 xFIP with 76 strikeouts and 70 innings pitched. Yusei Kikuchi continues to look good as well. On Thursday, Kikuchi had 6 innings, 1 earned, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 8 Ks versus the Orioles. Pretty good lineup there. Kikuchi had 21 whiffs and a 35% CSW on 89 pitches. Through 13 starts this year, Kikuchi has a 3.48 ERA, a 3.30 xFIP with 71 Ks and 72 and a third innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Thursday. Jimmy Garcia picked up his 4th save for the Jays as they beat the Baltimore Orioles. My buddy James McArthur saved number 12 for the Royals versus the Guardians. Ryan Stanek picked up his 4th save of the year for the Mariners versus Oakland as Munoz is still out with his injury and he's day-to-day. Marcel Iglesias picked up his 16th save of the year for the Braves versus the Nats. Clay Holmes saved number 18 versus the Twins. Tyler Kinley picked up his 3rd save for the Rockies as they beat the Cardinals. Then Paul Sewald saved number 7 as the D-backs took down the Padres. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Friday's action on the diamond. There's 14 games because the Mets and Phillies are in London getting ready for their weekend series. And when it comes to DFS, we have a 10-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the targets I'm looking for here, Garrett Crochet versus Boston. Boston has been a very good offensive late, but horrific versus left-handed pitching. They dominated righties, struggled versus lefties. Crochet has been amazing this season, so take out Crochet. Bryce Miller versus the Royals could be fun. Chris Bassitt has picked it up big time in the month of May. He takes on the Oakland Athletics. Logan Webb versus Texas. Logan's been sneaky good of late and is racking up innings. And then if you need a value play, Cooper Criswell versus the Chicago White Sox. Some bats I'm looking at today: Houston versus Griffin Canning, Toronto versus Hogan Harris, who's getting the spot start for the A's, the Marlins versus Logan Allen, and the Giants versus Michael Lorenzen. Some things I'm looking forward to on the diamond: Chris Sale coming off 8 earned runs allowed against the Oakland Athletics, takes on Jake Irvin of the Nationals. Irvin has been really good of late, took down the Braves recently as well, so fun one with Sale versus Irvin. The battle in the Bronx: Dodgers, Yankees, some may say World Series preview. Can't argue that fully right now. Yoshinobu Yamamoto makes his first start in the Bronx, taking on Cody Petit. Petit got the spot start versus the Giants last time out, allowed 1 earned run over 5 innings. And you got Yamamoto, who has done some pretty nice things this season with that Yankees offense. Might be without Juan Soto, but as a whole, been very, very fierce. Justin Steele versus Nick Lodolo in Great American Small Park. Steele's looked a little better of late. Hopefully that continues, and Lodolo's been outstanding. Only 6 Ks over his last 2 starts, which is weird, but still limiting the damage, looking very, very good. And a Cubs team that struggled versus left-handed pitching of late, so could be a fun one there. Cooper Criswell versus Garrett Crochet. I want to see if Criswell bounces back from his rough two-step last week, gets a great matchup versus the White Sox, and I already hinted on Garrett Crochet's success of late and the struggles of the Red Sox. Then a little West Coast action for you. Brandon Pfaadt, who I love. It's been a roller coaster ride, but the skills are really strong. Taking on Michael King, who's been a strikeout machine. So it should be a fun one there with Pfaadt versus King. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. Go join the club over there at PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you amazing tools like PLV Plus. Gets you a cool fab pitching podcast by Nick Pollock. Gets you projections and so much more. So go check it out. Become a member, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys on Monday to recap Sunday's action on the diamond and get you ready for another week of baseball action. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Friday, June 7th edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.